Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Ronji, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it
also,
is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called The Show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Hello, what? Amy's all out of words today. She's used them all in the last 10 minutes.
Guys, I got caught in the rain. It was a little muddy. I was running late, took a shower, ran to work, and I am... fresh.
She's been talking about how good she smells
for
the last 5 minutes.
Good. You know that shampoo smell? Your hair smells like shampoo because your hair is wet? Because my hair is wet.
Because you've taken a shower.
Yes.
Yeah.
But usually you dry it, whatever. I mean, it's like lotion and shampoo. I'm a delight right
now. Give it an hour.
Give it an hour.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ronji, good morning until 12 o'clock. What? Is everything all right? What? Oh, okay. She just made a face. Oh, I hear somebody talking.
Someone's talking.
Yeah, I hear somebody talking. I wonder who
that
is.
That's right, yeah.
No. 9 to noon is the Chris and Amy show, so we want you to be with us. And then at 12 o'clock, it is the Gas House Gang, and after that stinker last night, can't wait for the Gas House Gang at 12. Mm. Tom Ackerman and me, we're going to talk to Mitch Harris on that show. 314-436-7900. Call us, text us. On the Odyssey app, voice messages, click that send a message button, record your message and send it to the show. And we are streaming live on all the social media platforms if you want to look at our faces, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Close to 200 buildings are going to have to be demolished by the city of St. Louis after tornado damage. What happens next? Of course, we will be following that story, but it is a pretty big development.
And the St. Louis City Sheriff Alfred Montgomery, well, talks of ousting him they've escalated, Ronj. You might have to start a Save Our Sheriff campaign.
Save Our Sheriff. SOS.
Because Ronj has just decided.
I want Sheriff Montgomery here forever. As long as he wants the job, that's how long I want him here.
Ugh.
And the Cardinals, as I mentioned, just a stinker last night. A 5-run lead. They blow it all. 10-7. Yeah. They drop the first game of a 9-game homestand. First of a series against the Kansas City Royals at Busch. They will play again tonight at 6:45. So just real quick before we get to the real news of the day, and we're going to talk about it on the Gas House Gang. That's one of those, and you're going to have them throughout the course of the year. But after you just had a kind of a lousy series against Texas, that's the kind of game you cannot let get away. You cannot let these 5-run leads in middle innings. You cannot let those get away. It's not good.
It's
so
not good.
I hope they rebound tonight. They need to.
And that was a Kansas City team that wasn't hitting so great, not hitting a lot of home runs, and they were able to rebound against you. You don't want to be that bounce back team, especially when you have a lead, a 5-run lead.
And especially when you got a pretty tough month ahead of you. This homestand is difficult because you've got, look, the Royals aren't world beaters, but they're good. You've got this series. Then you have the Dodgers coming to town over the weekend, and they are otherworldly.
They're world beaters.
Yeah, they are world beaters. It doesn't mean they're going to win that series, but they ain't going to be easy. You know, then you've got the Blue Jays who are tough. Then you go on the road and you face the Brewers. Like, you can't. Look, your goal when you are in a division race, and it's one third of the way through the season, that's it. But still, you got to bank wins, and you can't allow that. That can't happen.
Yeah. You don't want to give them away because you are going to lose games. You are going to be defeated, and you're going to deserve to be defeated in some of those games. So the games when you have the lead, you need to hold on to them. You can't give it away.
Got to keep those.
We will watch that. And a quick question. Will it just be a little drizzly tonight for that game?
Nobody's told me.
I thought maybe you would have the inside scoop on that.
I do not have the inside scoop
on
the weather.
Baseball is playing through rain. You've got to get games in. That's what they're doing now.
Well, within reason, they're not going to play if it's sloppy or anything. You could play in like what this has been this morning. Is it kind of sprinkly a little bit? They might start a game like this, but I don't know what'll happen.
So I was talking about, obviously, running a bit late, having to shower and make my way to work quickly. I did run in Forest Park this morning, Ronj, and everybody who listens to the show knows me, knows like Forest Park is, you know, my sanctuary, as it is for so many people, and there once, twice a day. This was the first time that I ran through the park since the storm, because obviously the week of the storm, the week following the storm, I'd stay out of people's way. You know, obviously it was dangerous. Trees were down. Not great to be running. It also didn't feel right to be recreational among so much damage, in the middle of so much damage, even down, you know, in Clayton around Wydown where the park is.
You have to go about your life as people there are trying to do.
You do. But for some reason, I don't know. It was hard. It was emotional. And then I was out of town. And so today I did run around the park. They've done an enormous job cleaning up the trees, clearing up the path so that people have a place to go to recreate and to run, walk. The basketball courts are open. Now, I did see the updated number that over 3,000 trees in Forest Park were lost. And you might have heard at the beginning, days after the storm, that 50% of the trees, what I heard is it was
50, Governor Kehoe told us that.
50% of the old growth trees. Right. That was the 50% number. So yes, they lost 3,000 trees. These trees that they're numbering, those don't include like the woods with all the little trees in the woods. We're talking about trees that are recorded, they have a record of. So they lost 3,000 trees and 50% of the old growth trees. So it is very cleared out. It's weird seeing views of WashU or the Central West End that you wouldn't normally see. It was also bizarre running through Forest Park, looking at the Central West End and seeing so many apartment buildings with boarded up windows 10, 15, 20 stories high.
Yeah.
That's very unusual.
And as we all know, it got much worse north of that, and we're talking about entire homes destroyed and, you know, this 182 homes that were severely damaged that are going to have to be completely torn down because they're no longer safe to live in. This is going to create a pretty massive problem. The problem already exists for those who lived in those homes, who haven't been able to be in those homes since the storms came through. Now the question is about rebuilding. Who's going to help them do that? How's that going to happen? What's it going to look like? And we are still in desperate need of federal funding. And I know that the governor and Mayor Spencer have been talking about this, trying to get those funds appropriated eventually. That is a long process, and it takes a long time. Heck, while you were gone, I think it was while you were gone, Amy, they just approved from a storm back in the middle of March They just approved federal funding for that. And that took a long time. We're talking about storms that happened in Missouri, not necessarily in St. Louis, but in some counties in Missouri. And it took, you know, a month or two before that started to go through. And as Mayor Spencer said yesterday, that they are the newest application for federal funding. So it's going to take a while.
It's going to take a while. And Ron, you mentioned nearly 200 buildings that were damaged by the tornado that are set for demolition. Now, city inspectors have also identified about 2,500 properties with significant damage. And then citywide, already existing were 8,000 privately owned vacant buildings. So you're looking at a huge issue when it comes to buildings, when it comes to repair, when it comes to demolition. Here's what I know. In some of the hardest hit areas in North City, that's where it was that EF3, Central West End into North City, so much damage. A lot of the homes and the street that we were on when we helped with the cleanup with Jeff and Pops from The Greatest Race, that street was primarily senior citizens. And that street, I mean, the homes were sawed in half, right? The second story was just gone. The walls were caving in. A lot of those homes had been passed down through generations. So maybe they didn't have insurance. Maybe they don't have the money to repair it because they were passed down. Like there was someone someone who was speaking on the news yesterday who said, literally, like, that's like Big Mama's house, right? And that was passed on. That's how we all know it. That's where we lived. Well, you don't have insurance. You don't have the money to fix that. So I wonder if the federal funds do come pouring in, is there a way that this is going to help restart the revitalization of North City in a way that wouldn't have happened? Because some of the buildings were unsafe anyway. There were pre-tornado. There were a lot of homes in North City that were not safe anyway.
Well, what it can't turn into, and this is a process that will take years if it does go this way. Well, I mean, even if they just rebuild and everybody gets to go back into the homes they had before, that will take a very long time. But what I hope this does not turn into is the people who lived in these places just getting completely displaced from them altogether forever. You know, hey, now this is all being redeveloped. It's being purchased by somebody else. And different groups of people are going to move into these neighborhoods that weren't there before. And now you're out of luck and now you have to find a place to live. I hope it doesn't turn into something like that, because those folks still matter. You know, they still deserve to have a place to live. And I don't know how this works. I don't know how they get that funding, especially if you don't have insurance. But as a community, we're going to have to help.
Yeah, and again, there's a lot of complicated issues here. One of them being, with these older homes, if there is asbestos, right, if there is mold, sometimes trying to repair a home that's so heavily damaged is three times as much. It costs three times as much because of the precautions that you have to take when you're dealing with asbestos in the walls. So do they knock down these homes? I can imagine that even if a home is in a severe state of disrepair, the families who lived there, that home was still passed down. That was your home. So knocking it down, even if it's the right thing to do, even if it's the only thing to do, is going to be difficult. But I think what I hope the most is that these areas where some were very blighted, some were just in desperate need of a financial jumpstart, maybe these funds can help kickstart that.
I hope something really good comes of this. If it does, again, it will take a lot of time. But we'll have to stay on top of it. It can't be. And this is, I think, one of the reasons that we have to keep it for the rest of us in our collective conscience.
Top of mind, yeah.
Yes. Because if we just allow people to work behind the scenes to take advantage of an area that's already underprivileged, you know, opportunists. If that happens, that would be very bad. But it could be the kind of thing that it could happen without us noticing because we've stopped paying attention.
Yeah. And I will say, Ronj, and I know that this is way above my pay grade, but when I see the streets and the way they were decimated and the destruction, home after home after home, I don't know how you fix that.
I don't either.
I don't know if that is something where the whole street needs to be, all the homes need to be knocked down. I don't know, because the devastation is pretty much overwhelming. It looks impossible to me. I know it's not. And I know there are people with hope and with resources and skills, but it feels impossible when you look at it.
And it's amazing the stories that we've heard from some of the people who have lost everything, who are still maintaining a positive outlook. Mm-hmm. I don't personally, I'm not that good. I don't think I could be that. And I am super impressed with those who are. I don't know how they do it. And I, obviously, we are all wishing them the best. We are still, our link is active. If you want to donate to the Red Cross through us, KMOX.com/Red Cross. This is a partnership that we've had with Fox 2 and the Red Cross. Mm-hmm. Over $274,000 have been donated by you, St. Louis, and we appreciate it. All the money that does get raised will stay here in Missouri and on the Illinois side, where the storms, that tornado went right across the river and affected a lot of Illinois, too, all the way to Edwardsville, through Granite City and Edwardsville. So KMOX.com/Red Cross. Minimum donation is $10, but you can donate whatever you want. That's Amy Markscores. I'm Chris Ranji on the show today. We will talk about the Royals and the Chiefs stadium funding situation. They're trying to keep those teams in Missouri. Blair Kirchhoff is covering that situation for the Kansas City Star. We've got John Rooney coming up at 10:30. Blair's on at 9:30, by the way. John Rooney at 10:30. But actor Jeremy Piven is on the show today. Watched Entourage? Yeah. You've seen Entourage before? Our guy Piven. Old school? You seen the movie Old School? Yeah, Jeremy Piven is going to be in town performing at the Factory on Sunday, and he will be on the show with us at 10 o'clock. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Roger Guy. You got to step up your campaign to save St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery.
Why? What's going on?
Well, some talks and some questions are escalating as his scandals and expenditures continue to come to light. Of course, Sheriff Alfred Montgomery was the golden dice rolling sheriff.
Oh, you're talking about when he allegedly told one of his deputies that he had to roll dice in order to keep his job?
That's right. If he rolled, what was it, sevens or 14?
I can't remember.
Yeah, because then we did dice rolling for a day.
Yeah.
It was fun. I get why he went that route.
I mean, it's not great for deciding somebody's employment, but yeah,
no, but it's fun. It adds a little levity to an otherwise somber decision.
It was great for us.
He also asked for money for golf carts, and when the Board of Aldermen said, well, I don't know that we should give you money for golf carts, he said, I accidentally already bought them.
You know, I'm starting to think that Alfred Montgomery is just a huge fan of this show because I think he may exist only to give us material.
Yeah. Well, he also bought new uniforms. He bought new patches and new badges.
Oh.
So the badge would be the metal thing and the patch.
Yes, the badge is on your, over your heart. Yeah.
No, the badge I think you hold. The patch you sew on your outfit.
Isn't it a metal badge?
Yeah. But I thought you hold that. In the Hallmark movies.
Well, you
get
a separate one in a wallet.
Yeah, in the Hallmark movies, they always show the separate one in the wallet.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Fox 2, our partners over there, did ask the sheriff how much all that new stuff cost.
Uh-huh.
They're still waiting for a response. He hasn't gotten back to them. They asked, why could you possibly need golf carts if your only job is to walk across the street and transport prisoners? Because I would think that a golf cart is not the ideal vehicle for a prisoner. There's a flight risk with a golf cart.
Yeah, well, if you chain them to the back.
If you handcuff them to the rail.
Yeah. You gotta get away from that. But so people are trying to get rid of Sheriff Montgomery?
Yeah, they're looking into it. So Beavis Shock, longtime listeners of KMOX,
know
attorney Beavis Shock.
This Beavis shocks me.
It's called an ouster suit.
An ouster suit?
Because they went to oust him.
Oh,
yeah. So there is an ouster suit that is being issued here. And they're looking at the situation saying this is untenable. This is criminal negligence or just bizarre activity. This would be 25th Amendment worthy if you could apply that to the sheriff. Because the word for getting rid of a president. I'm blanking.
If what?
When you get rid of a president, you vote, it is a...
impeachment?
Thank you.
I don't think you can impeach a sheriff.
You can't. But impeachment, right? It's a political move. Mm-hmm. It's not a legal move. Like, the president doesn't have to break the law. If the president started eating cat food every day, you could 25th Amendment him. You could, because it's insane. Something's wrong. Sheriff Alfred Montgomery can't be impeached, but this is 25th Amendment worthy.
I'm going to take the exact opposite position. I want him to stay. I want him to be our sheriff for as long as he wants the job. So I'm going to start a campaign, the SOS campaign, Save Our Sheriff.
Yeah.
If you would like to get on board, let me know.
Well,
and we'll put a group together.
Here's who's not on board. Gabe Gore, St. Louis Circuit Attorney. Look, he held a news conference about his office's progress since taking over as circuit attorney. And when he was asked about the sheriff, he said, quote, I intend to look at the law and the facts, evaluate it, and exercise my best judgment. He did not say where that might lead.
As much as I like Gabe Gore, the circuit attorney, I disagree with him on this. Because Sheriff Montgomery, that's a man after my heart, I'm telling you. I love everything about him.
Chris Ronji.
I love the absurdity of this guy.
So here's the thing, guys. If you're wondering, why is Chris Ronji launching his SOS campaign, his Save Our Sheriff campaign? It's because he initially last year launched the Liberals for Christmas campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Ended up being superfluous since, as it turns out, there's not a war on Christmas.
What? When did that happen?
So it was kind of a superfluous campaign.
Yeah.
But I did love Liberals for Christmas.
Yeah.
That was a great campaign.
We're going to keep it going this year, too.
Okay. Well,
so
Save Our Sheriff.
Liberals for Christmas. But it's only June. We don't do Christmas in June. We'll do it in July.
That's right.
We'll do us Liberals for Christmas in July,
well,
too.
I would say this, 314-436-7900.
Text in if you want to be part of my group.
Yes, because I'm not. I am not. I know Circuit Attorney Gabe Gore is looking into the matter, right? He hasn't said anything either way. I feel like the sheriff is a bit frivolous.
I love him.
I feel like he's a little frivolous.
I love him. And if he does lose his job, I think we should hire him. I don't know what to do, but...
Maybe Matt's job.
Matt!
What?
What was our AI conversation with, like, low intellect people can
low
be replaced?
Low-conscious individuals.
That's right. I pointed
is that
at Matt.
Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not nice. Don't say that about Pajewski.
No respect.
Oh, that poor guy.
A low-conscious individual.
Hey, also, apparently we need to save our Missouri sports teams, at least on the Kansas City side, because yeah. They're trying to go to Kansas, maybe, or at least they're threatening
Kansas
to.
Kansas is so boring.
Kansas is stupid. The state is just everything
just
about
so
it.
It's so flat.
Yeah, it's so boring.
It's so boring.
When we come back, Blair Kirchhoff writes for the Kansas City Star and is covering the Kansas City Royals and the Chiefs in their effort to get public funding for new stadiums and how that's going. There's a big hearing today, so we'll talk to Blair about that next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Kansas City, here I come.
Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM KMOX. The Kansas City Royals are in town, so, you know, we love to talk about Kansas City here. We love the Kansas City Chiefs for some reason.
Well, we are the local flagship for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Because people love them, apparently, in St. Louis. And also, the Royals and both the Chiefs are trying to get new stadiums done in the Kansas City area. To discuss that effort, we welcome in sports writer for the Kansas City Star, Blair Kirchhoff, who is with us on KMOX. Good morning, Blair.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
First of all, we know there was a huge debut last night for the Royals in Jack Caglione. There were all kinds of people from Kansas City. We had the midday show from Kansas City was here because it was such a big deal. Why is it such a big deal in KC that this prospect has been called up?
Well, he's certainly a top prospect, a top 10 in baseball prospect. But it's not just that he's talented. It's what he's talented in, and that's power. And we know how people love baseball fans love their power hitters. And we saw in his first at bat last night a little bit of that power with the ball in the gap that flagged down. Great defensive play to get him out. And, of course, he goes 0-for-5 in his debut. But it seemed like he inspired the rest of the Royals in that game with a team that.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up again.
Dead last in baseball and home runs. And they hit a couple last night, and nice win for the Royals over the Cards.
So let's get to the stadium issue, because we just had the storm roll through mm-hmm. town here a couple of weeks ago, and there's a bit of a disagreement as to where state money should be spent, and we've got people saying, hey, we need to take care of what's happened here in St. Louis. We shouldn't even be talking about getting money to sports stadiums on the other side of the state. Where does it stand right now?
Well, I think pretty well defines the complication of the whole thing. And I guess I'm not of the opinion that it has to be an either or proposition, that there can be money for both of them. It's headed for debate today, and they heard the Chiefs and the Royals lobbyists spoke in the legislature yesterday. And, as the teams make their case to the people who will decide whether Missouri will help fund, the state of Missouri will help fund new stadium projects for the Chiefs and the Royals. So we're in a special session, and debate will begin and continue, I suspect, for a while. And then we'll see if the state of Missouri approves a plan that could fund up to 50% of a new stadium for the Royals and a renovated Arrowhead. Or I would think if the Chiefs stay in Missouri, in Jackson County, Missouri, that's really the option, over $1 billion to help renovate Arrowhead Stadium.
I know we're in a weird time politically, but who are the opponents to using public funds for the stadium? Who's saying, like, hey, these owners, they should be coughing up more money?
Right. That certainly has been a sentiment that's grown, over the years, and probably we hear it loudest now, that why should the taxpayer help the billionaire owners fund their stadiums, especially when study after study has proven that teams do not generate the revenue that for an area that that teams like to purport that it does. But as any major metropolitan area knows, sports teams, professional major league sports teams, are really essential to city pride, region pride, and they do they do bring some economic activity to the area. I know that yesterday in the legislature, the lobbyists talked about the thousands of jobs that are created by having the in Kansas City, the Royals and the Chiefs, and what that economic impact is. And you pull a team out of a metropolitan area, and that that has an impact on the economy. What's different, a little bit different about Kansas City, is we're not talking about pulling the Royals or the Chiefs out of the metro area. The option is to have them go across the state line into Kansas. And that's what makes Kansas City's situation really unique. Really in America, other cities like St. Louis have a state, another state they can view from, right close up. But in Kansas City, we have a state line that goes through, goes through a metropolitan area where there's influence, political influence and population on both sides of the state line.
One thing I found to be pretty fascinating last year, when there was a ballot measure for public money for both of those mm-hmm. stadiums, one of the people who was leading the charge against it was a Royals Hall of Famer, Frank White. And I I guess it's interesting to me. I would have thought that he would have been on board with helping the Royals get a new stadium. How has that played there, and how did he reach, you know, that position?
Yeah, that's something. He has a statue at Kauffman Stadium.
I know.
He was an all-star second baseman who won 8 gold gloves and, you know, a beloved figure. He's a Kansas Cityan, went to high school, grew up here, went to high school here, helped pour the concrete to build the stadium at originally Royal Stadium. So no one's as ingrained in Kansas City sports culture like Frank White. And yet as a politician, as a Jackson County executive, you know, he didn't think that the deal on the table was good enough that he mm-hmm. could support. And so you're right. So last April, in a pretty resounding vote, an extension of a sales tax, a 3/8 cent sales tax in Jackson County that had been voted in 25 years earlier to help fund renovations for Kauffman and Arrowhead stadiums, did not pass. I think that the margin was like 58-42. And so the people spoke, and that was jarring. The not just the outcome, but the margin of the defeat, that the voters were saying either we don't want to help support, you know, the owners fund new stadiums, but also come back with a better plan. At the time, and I know that we at the Star wrote about it, and a lot in the media here in Kansas City thought that the plans that were put forward by the Chiefs and the Royals were kind of insufficient and ill-defined. So, I think the voters said, come back with a better plan and maybe we will we could support that. But boy, last April, it was a resounding no.
Well, and I feel like there is some resentment or incredulity on the part of the public when the owners posit their proposition like, well, if you don't love the Royals and Chiefs enough,
we'll go to Kansas.
We're going to go to Kansas. Well, they will appreciate us because uh-huh. obviously you don't appreciate us. And that kind of rubs people the wrong way. We're already spending a lot of money to buy merch, to go to the games, to get concessions, to support the teams even when they're bad, and then finally when they're good. And I think that rubs people the wrong way.
More and more, it absolutely does. I think there was a time when it was just sort of taken for granted that there would be approval of teams that needed new homes in their market. And when it came to public votes, in fact, in Kansas City, every time Jackson County residents have been asked to support a new facility, a new arena or a new stadium, they had done that in throughout the 20th century. And even up until 2006, when they voted to the sales tax for the renovations of Arrowhead and Kauffman. But we're not in that time anymore. And people are a little more skeptical about, you know, how much public support is needed for the stadiums, especially in light of, as you mentioned earlier, the damage that was done in St. Louis by the tornadoes, and you know how much attention needs to be paid to that, and what are we doing? And you're right about the political times, and you know how divided we seem to be, and where money should be spent, and it does complicate matters a lot. And Kansas City is right now sort of in the eye of the storm. No pun intended, but the best place to be to me if you're a team is to have built a stadium in the last 20 years or something and be have a 50-year lease so you don't have to think about this for a long time. But that's not where Kansas City is. They've got to come up with something, and they really are on something of a deadline because of Kansas. The deal that Kansas offers the Chiefs and the Royals will expire at the end of June. And so that's why Missouri called a special session to get this thing done and try to get an offer to the teams done before the Kansas offer expires.
How much private funding are we going to expect will happen to make these stadiums, a reality?
Well, we saw yesterday the Chiefs representative said that the Hunt family would contribute I think the figure was $1.15 billion toward whatever happens to the Chiefs, whether that's a renovated stadium on the renovated Arrowhead on the you know where it is right now. That would happen without Kauffman Stadium sharing the parking lot, because the Royals have said no matter what the vote is, they are not going to play in that stadium after the lease expires in 2031. But over $1 billion would be contributed by the Chiefs for their new stadium, and the Royals haven't presented a number yet, but they have said that a new ballpark in downtown Kansas City with a surrounding entertainment district would cost between $1 and $2 billion. And I've a couple of years ago, John Sherman, the Royals owner, said something about paying for half of it. So that's kind of where we are in terms of our knowledge of what the owners will come up with.
Okay, so for people listening right now, who I think it's fair to say we've seen a lot of posturing lately, a lot of false threats or fake promises, however you want to put it. And so if I'm listening right now, here's what I'm thinking. All of that's fine and dandy, but Missouri's not really going to lose the Royals and Chiefs. Like, at the end of the day, we're not really going to lose them, are we?
You know, it's so difficult to predict this because it seems like there's new information and data all the time with this story. But I would say that my feeling is in the end that the Chiefs will, if this passes, if the funding in Missouri passes, I think the Chiefs will renovate Arrowhead Stadium and continue to play there, and that the Royals will find a new home in downtown Kansas City and will thank their friends on the Kansas side to say thank you for moving the conversation along and giving us an option. But I think we're good for another 25 to 40 to 50 years here in Jackson County, Missouri. So that's I say that with 51% confidence, and anything can still happen here this month.
Chiefs aren't going to be any good this year, right?
Oh, another lousy season projected for the Chiefs. Yeah, no, they. I think that the margin of loss in the Super Bowl and their still stings with them, and that'll. That'll be some motivating factor for them heading into this season.
I forgot they lost the Super Bowl.
By a lot.
I feel like they've just been
close.
Winning. I just feel like all they do is win.
They got hammered.
I thought everybody was resigned to the fact their run is over.
No, I thought they were. Thought they were in the middle of it.
Division's going to be better, but I still think the Chiefs end up prevailing. Another playoff team, as long as Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback, I think they are a contending team for the duration.
Sports writer for the Kansas City Star, Blair Kirkhoff, we appreciate it. Thank you for talking with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
It's the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Hey, Ron, do you know the director David Lynch?
I do.
Who recently passed away.
That's right.
Well, Turner Classic Movies is partnering with an auction house to auction off random David Lynch items that he owned. For instance, he has a regular Mr. Coffee pot.
Oh.
That I guess he used. You can buy that. Bids start at $1,250. He also has some taxidermy deer heads that were hanging in his house.
Sure.
You could buy, starting bid, $9,000. You can get a David Lynch, his personalized director's chair, which is kind
of cool. That would be
cool. The starting bid for that was $30,000. And there are various sundry items, a lot of them movie related.
David Lynch, interesting character.
Yes.
And I always thought anytime he made an acting cameo or appearance was always pretty funny. He was good.
Mm-hmm.
Really smart guy. I did not see this until recently, but this is super fascinating that the Postal Service
Yes.
has released data from
5,800 dog-related incidents back in 2024. And what we're talking about is dogs attacking mailmen.
Kind of
postal
cliche,
carriers.
The cliche
thing. Yeah, super cliche thing.
Yeah. But actually a very real threat.
In sheer number, sheer volume of dog attacks,
yeah.
St. Louis came in number 4 in the country. L.A. had 77 dog attacks, which makes sense. L.A.'s huge.
Huge.
With lots of people. Houston, Chicago,
yeah.
All huge cities.
Huge.
And then St. Louis.
That's by sheer number. That's not percent. That's not per capita.
In L.A., they had 77 dog attacks.
Okay.
Houston, 65. Chicago, 57. St. Louis, 47.
So per capita, we're crushing everyone.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're unbelievable.
That is not good. I will say I've had some good friends with very personal experiences with that. There are few things scarier than a dog or a group of dogs coming at you, attacking you, biting you. I mean, that's terrifying.
Why have that ever happened to me?
I had two dogs come at me and they were like nipping, but they didn't bite me.
Yeah.
That was terrifying. These were like country junkyard dogs that I had. My friend was running in the city and had like 6 I don't know, Rottweilers or something go after him. Pit bulls. That's not good. They kill you. They can kill you.
So St. Louis had 47 of these. Kansas City had 40. So we're not too much worse than them. The state of Illinois came in number 4 overall in the country. Missouri, number 9. 207 dog mailman attacks.
That's not good.
No. Hey, when we come back.
Get it together.
I know, right? Put your dogs on a leash or in a yard or something. Keep them in the house.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.